Amuse is a cannabis delivery site that is reinventing the way consumers order and consume cannabis. With Amuse, you can shop brands like Houseplant, Pure Beauty, and Can at amazing deals all the time and have your order at your door within hours. Best of all, your first order is $30 off. California residents can use the link in my show notes to access a whole new kind of dispensary all at your fingertips. Want to fuel your body with protein but haven't been on the same page as your protein powders? Well, now Live Well Nutrition brings you 100% plant-based protein made with only the best organic ingredients. Check out the link in the show notes to shop all the delicious flavors and get some recipe inspiration. Today on Pillow Fight, I'm joined by Hannah Chadha. Hannah is a 21-year-old graduate student who's most notable for appearing on the most recent 23rd season of Big Brother, where she was also a member of the history-making Cookout Alliance. She's all about sharing her journey in education, medicine, dance, fashion, beauty, and lifestyle while she navigates her post-show life as a Gen Zer. Grab a drink, get cozy, and get ready for this Pillow Fight.
Pillow Fight, Pillow Fight.
Yours made of goose.
We got feathers flying everywhere.
Mine's made of goose.
Pillow fight, pillow fight.
This is so fun.
We're pillow fighting.
Why is this so fun?
Pillow fight.
Thank you so much for joining me.
Yes.
It's a pleasure to have you. I've been a fan of Big Brother for years, and this year I moved in with two new roommates. One of my roommates, he had never seen Big Brother, and I showed it to him, and you were both of our, like, favorites. We were big fans.
Thank you.
We did get into kind of a fight because he was, like, a huge Sarah Beth and Kylan stan for a while.
Really?
And, yeah. and then your face that you just
typically the people who like Sarah Beth and Kylan don't
like you. No, yeah. But I think that he was rooting for almost everyone at a certain point, like, mm-hmm. after the first few weeks he was rooting for almost everyone, but mm-hmm. he's like really into anime and video games, so he was like kind of obsessed with Sarah Beth.
Yeah,
and I think that he thought Kylan was sexy, so I think that was really what that was. But okay. we were both like, Hannah's a baddie, we love Hannah. So, like, from the moment you came on, so
it's a pleasure to be
in your company. I wanted to start this off because it's like a sleepover vibe podcast with a little game of MASH, if you ever played that when you were younger.
I faintly remember it, but you're going to have to jog my memory.
Okay,
when I was
so
born
basically,
in
I was born in 98, so we're not
okay.
that
so
far.
We're right there. Yeah.
Okay, so basically, we're going to plan your future out together. Okay. I just need from you, for every category, you're going to give me two of, like, your dream outcomes, and then I'm going to throw in some kind of, like, curveballs, and then playing this game, we're going to figure out your life. So.
Okay.
Your dream spouse. Can you give me two names, celebs or like people in your life or, you know?
Ooh. Okay. Let's go with celebrities. My dream spouse. Let's go with Tom Holland and Timothy Chalamet. I wouldn't say that I have a type, but it's the fact that they're young, they're both talented, they're both intelligent, they're quirky,
totally.
Awkward. So it's their personalities.
Yeah. I'm liking them.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to throw in Danny DeVito.
Okay. Let's do that.
And Kylan. Why not?
Since we just
Okay. Location. Two dream places you'd love to live.
In the United States or just anywhere?
Anywhere.
Oh, okay. Let's go with, LA and, Florence, Italy.
Ooh. Have you been?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
And
it's beautiful.
Beautiful.
Okay, so I'm going to throw in Juneau, Alaska. Nothing wrong with that, but, you know. And
Island in Juneau.
What a beautiful life. let's see where else I'm going to throw in.
There's so many beautiful places in the world. I'm struggling thinking of.
You can say like Oscar the Grouch's garbage can.
Yeah, Oscar's alley.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Two jobs you'd love to have.
Doctor and professional dancer.
Baddie, I was right. Truly baddie. job three, I'm going to throw in being a terrible celebrity assistant.
Ooh, okay.
Because, you know, I live in LA. A lot of my friends are assistants. They cry every day.
Really?
It's really rough.
It's
the faint part.
Are they assistants for like pretty big people or smaller people?
They're like assistants for like agents and stuff. So not really for celebrities, but I imagine it's only worse to be an agent for a celebrity or to be an assistant for a celebrity.
Yeah.
So, and then I'll throw in a vomit cleaner upper.
Oh, okay.
I don't know that. I don't think that exists, that it's just vomit, but I'm going to make it up for the sake of this game.
Yeah.
Transportation. So in your dream world, the two kinds of transportation you'd be cool with having.
Car and jetpack.
Oh, amazing. I'm going to do a Lime scooter.
Okay.
And a three-wheeled skateboard.
Okay.
And then I have the last category is pet.
Pet, okay. Boston Terrier and a little kitty.
Aw. Okay, so I'll throw in a rat.
Alyssa? That's what I call her. That's what all of us call her.
A rat and
a snake, maybe.
Let's do a snake.
Spider.
TBH, I think snakes are cool, but I'll give you that. Okay, so
Danny,
let's see. 1, 2, 3. Would you rather end up with Danny DeVito or Kylan? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Kylan's my big brother, that's why.
Yeah. Okay, so you're not living in, so far, you're not living in LA or Juneau, and you're not having a kitty. We're going to keep going. You're also not having a Boston Terrier. I'm sorry, it's a rat or a snake for you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. You're living in Oscar's alley, baby. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. You're not living in a mansion. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You're also not a vomit cleaner upper, so that should be.
Okay, nice.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Not Timothy Chalamet. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Your pet is a snake. Or a rat, sorry, not a snake. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. You're not taking a jetpack. You are going to be either a doctor or a dancer.
Yes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. You're going to be a doctor.
You said I am?
You're going to be a doctor, yes.
Oh, yes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Why can't I count? 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. You're not riding a Lime scooter. You're not marrying Danny DeVito.
Yes.
It's Tom Holland or Kylan now. Oh. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. You're not living in a shack. You're going to be driving a car.
Okay.
And you're marrying Kylan.
Okay.
And you're living in a house. So here's your future.
Okay.
Hannah Chadha will be living in a house in Oscar's alley.
Okay.
She will be married to her beautiful husband, Kylan.
Mm-hmm.
She will be a doctor. She will drive a car. And while she's at work taking care of people and saving their lives, Kylan will be taking care of their pet rat.
Named Alyssa.
It's a beautiful future for you.
That's a pretty like standard future, minus the pet rat, but...
And Oscar's alley. I feel like Oscar's alley is a...
It's an up-and-coming real estate area.
You can gentrify it. You're going to gentrify Oscar's alley.
Yes.
Fuck. Mary?
kill. Fuck, marry, kill.
Following a rise in COVID cases, Biden told the American public they should get tested if they have symptoms. It's been very, very hard for Americans to find places to get tested, and Biden just said, just Google it. Number two, Kanye West and Julia Fox have been spending lots of time together in the new year. He even referred to her as his muse. This comes just weeks after he bought a house right by ex-wife Kim Kardashian and publicly said that Kim is still his soulmate and he'll do anything to get back with her. Number three, Netflix just released a reality show about the remaining members of the TikTok content collective, The Hype House. Personally, I haven't watched it, but I did look up all the reviews and they just sound extremely harrowing, personally. Thank you. So yeah, fuck, marry, kill. Biden saying to just Google where to get a test. Kanye and Julia Fox's little fling and the Hype House documentary, Fuck, Marry, Kill.
Okay.
What'd you do?
This is actually easy. So I would kill the Hype House documentary because they, all of them come across as extremely unrelatable. And I actually watched the first couple episodes and it was kind of interesting to get a glimpse into their lives, but like I said, for the most part, they're unrelatable, unlikable, and unappreciative. So I'm gonna kill the Hype House documentary minus Vinnie Hacker. I'm okay with Vinnie Hacker, but that's besides the point.
Okay.
And then I would F the Joe Biden headline just because it sounded good at first. And then after you said just Google it, I was like, never mind. I don't want to talk to this person again. I don't want to see this headline again. So a very like short-term headline, a fling, if you will. And then I would marry the Julia Fox headline because it seems like Kanye is actively trying to move on and I wish him nothing but the best and all the success in the world.
Okay, so you watched the first two episodes of the Hype House documentary.
Yeah.
What like the was first like, two or three. What was like going, my roommate watched it and I was asking him about it. He was saying that basically it's just like, first of all the cool people that were once in the Hype House are all gone. And so now it's just kind of like the leftovers and that it's kind of just upsetting because they're trying to do things for content, but they don't have like any idea of what they want in their personal life.
It's very much like numbers based and clout based. So the whole premise of the show is how do we get more views? How do we get more attention, more of a following, more clout? And to me, that comes across as very inauthentic. And
yeah,
granted, like that's how they make their money. So they have to be concerned about numbers and social media and all of that fun stuff. But as a viewer, I just can't really empathize with them. So, cause it's kind of framed in a, oh my God, my life is so hard because on my last video, I got 9 million views. And like, this week I've only gotten 5, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know what you want me to tell you.
Did you watch the D'Amelio show?
No, I think that came out when I was in the house or like shortly after. So.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Yeah. That tracks. Yeah. I watched a bit of that and that I did just feel sad. Like I think that Charlie is a much more sympathetic character than most of the people probably in the Hype House right now, just because she's like so young. And I just felt bad. I was like, this poor girl should just be in high school and have a normal life. But she's like crying over like PR stuff and it just sounds miserable. So I don't know. I think, I would also kill the Hype House documentary.
Yeah.
The other two, I think that I would marry the Biden announcement TBH because that just sounds kind of like marriage, you know, like you kind of have to do everything for yourself anyway. We're on the same page. Like I've been Googling it, you know, before he told me to Google it, I was Googling it. So yeah. I think it's, I know what to expect. I think it's going to be pretty stable. I would fuck the Kanye and Julia Fox situation. Cause I think like that sounds like it's going to get messy just cause it's Kanye and you know, like,
yeah,
but for now that sounds hot, you know?
Yeah.
And I think like for now, I'd love to just see what's going on there. Kanye, Julia Fox are both beautiful, talented people, so I think that would be fun. And then when it all blows up, I can just scurry away.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I'm curious if Kanye and Julia Fox is a publicity stunt.
Okay.
Because I definitely believe that Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson are a publicity stunt, 100%. So who knows? Who knows what's going to come of Kanye and Kim?
I think that almost everything the Kardashians do is definitely like Kris Jenner has had a...
motivated
her by fingers in there.
Yeah,
but I think Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson is like weirdly the hottest thing in the world. Really? And maybe that's because I'm a crazy person.
I'm not here for it. I think one, isn't he in his 20s or is he in his 30s?
How old is he? I think he's pretty young. Late 20s. I don't think that they're gonna get married, absolutely not, but I think like if it is a real just rebound vibe, good for her. And
yeah, I guess, but I'm not a huge Kardashian fan. So I almost feel like Pete Davidson deserves better. Plus there's that like very large age gap and she has kids. And
yeah.
I don't know. It's just weird to me. It's like visually it's off-putting to me.
He's dated lots of women that have like older women with children he dated someone with children even older. I'm forgetting who it was. I'm not a Kardashian stan, but I am kind of a Kim truther. Like I think Kim is probably the most sympathetic one to me.
Okay. Yeah.
I just like her the most. And I also think like she's definitely been put through hell in the last couple of years. So I'm like, if what Ariana said about Pete was true and Kim's having a good time, like good for her. I think she deserves a break.
Yeah.
But I think Kanye and Julia Fox is a hot little duo. And, you know, I don't know. I think maybe it's publicity stunt, but also maybe like he had that romance with Irina Shayk. I think that he just like kind of goes really intensely into things and then is just like, never mind. I want my wife.
Yeah. So. Yes. Perfect way to describe Kanye West. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so you are in grad school for
biomedical ethics.
Okay, biomedical ethics. So that's a good segue into talking about COVID. How are you feeling about the government's handling of everything right now? I know that's like a big loaded question, but I'm just curious, just as a student studying
biomedical
medicine,
ethics, right? Yeah. Well, it's weird because I've been very unplugged from society for the better half of the last year.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be honest, there's a very large chapter that's missing from my awareness in terms of like the chronology of COVID. Right now in Chicago, we are doing very poorly. Cases are skyrocketing. I think that the government could do a better job about communicating the necessity of getting vaccinated and getting boosted. COVID testing, like PCR testing and rapid testing, both need to be free and more readily available. So definitely some systemic issues, but hopefully we can kind of get a handle on this problem.
Have you ever like driven around and seen like a line for COVID tests? Like, it looks like concerts. Like they look like people
that's
trying to get into concerts.
Yeah, it definitely needs to be more readily accessible, especially for people who can't drive. It needs to be free because with some testing sites, you either have to pay or show proof of insurance. So like I said, a bunch of systemic issues, but that's nothing new with the government.
Oh yeah, certainly not.
And then a new variant will most likely arrive.
We're going to live with this forever, I think. So
I think COVID is going to be an annual thing, just like influenza. But once everyone's vaccinated, then hopefully we'll achieve like herd immunity so that if any of us do get sick with COVID in the future, our symptoms are much more mild. And then we'll just have to get boosted every year, just like we do with the influenza virus.
Thank you for your doctor your little doctor insight there.
I'm not a doctor by any means. I'm a master's student, but
I know nothing, so I'm just curious to hear, you know, people's thoughts who like probably are more plugged in than me. But just especially because I think the way that Biden is responding to things, just being like, you guys are gonna figure it out. It'll be okay. I think it's just like almost funny. Not like it's really not funny, but I think it is like
it's kind of like satirical. Like, oh, did the Onion publish that headline?
Yes.
Oh, no, it actually came.
So much of the last like 5 years just feels like Onion headlines.
Or like the
same,
SNL.
The same thing with like the Lin-Manuel Miranda January 6th performances to honor a year since the insurrection or whatever. That was crazy. That felt like a Glee storyline or something like that.
Right. It really does feel like we've just been in one super long SNL episode for the past like 5 years. Yeah. Pretty much since Obama left office.
Yeah.
Would you rather? Let's play a game of Would You Rather.
So, this year's Golden Globes were entirely behind closed doors because last year there was controversy about the institution's lack of diversity and questionable ethics. I want to know if you would rather win a controversy-filled award in private or get nominated for an award and lose it in public. I was going to say a non-controversy-filled, but all the freaking awards are controversy-filled. So.
Yeah. I think I would rather... I guess that's really a question of, do I want to be recognized for my artistry or do I want the attention that comes with getting nominated and that being in the press? For me, because I don't really like attention. In fact, I do very poorly with attention. It makes me anxious. So I'm going to have to go with winning a Golden Globe in private. And then I probably wouldn't tell anyone besides like my friends and family.
I love that for you. I would so much rather lose in public and have a, I would have a losing face prepared and I would have a great outfit and they would flash to me in the screen and I'd be like, but you know.
Okay. That would be iconic.
Yeah.
That would be iconic. Okay. So maybe I'm going to have to change my answer just so I can show up in my losing outfit. And then I'll be like,
I know you would have an iconic losing outfit.
You don't think so?
No, I think you would. I think you'd have an amazing losing outfit.
Thank you. Yeah. I think that's a great occasion. Losing outfits. Losing outfits versus winning outfits. That's a concept.
Yeah. I was trying to plan this episode, but all the news the past few weeks has just been big figures dying because lots of people have died. And I didn't want to make this really like a funeral episode. So it's my first episode back in the new year. So I really did not want it to be like in memoriam eulogy time, but this Would You Rather is going to be about some death. So comedy heroes, Betty White and Bob Saget passed away last week. I want to know if you would rather spend 24 hours with the cast of Golden Girls or the cast of Full House.
I'm going to have to go with the cast of Full House because don't kill me. I've never seen Golden Girls.
I've actually never seen Golden Girls either, but I would pick Golden Girls just because I think that the entire cast of Full House kind of seems really chaotic because I was thinking about it.
I love that.
DJ Tanner became like a evangelical Christian.
Oh.
Did you... Okay. She's in all the Hallmark movies.
I don't watch Hallmark.
Candace Cameron Bure. I don't either. But then I remember, like, she was part of one of those like campaigns for them not to have like gay people in their things.
Oh,
I remember. And then did you ever watch? There's an ABC Family show called, what was it called? Make It or Break It. It was like a gymnastics show.
I remember hearing that title, but I don't think I've ever seen it.
But I remember there was a plot line where like Candace Cameron was on it and she was sleeping with the head gymnastics coach in it. But then like one of his main gymnastics girls, like, he was encouraging her to get an abortion because, like, she got pregnant and, like, she couldn't go to the Olympics if she was going to be pregnant. And Candace Cameron, her character, was like, I don't think abortion is good, bye. And then Candace Cameron came out after that and was like, I agree with everything my character said. So she's been kind of a little bit of, like, a right-wing icon. And then Lori Loughlin had the whole college admission scandal. And,
yeah, okay. I was more so thinking, like, their younger selves.
Yeah.
And to be honest, I don't know too much about the people who play them, like the actors.
Yeah.
I was just thinking, like, would I rather spend a day with the characters?
Yeah.
But that's if you mean the actors, then, well, I mean, aren't most of the actors in Golden Girls dead?
Yeah, but I'm just, if we resurrect them and you, like...
Oh, okay, if we resurrected them. You know, we might have to uninvite Candace Cameron, but I'll hang out with the rest of them. Why not?
I mean, it would be fun, I think. Did you ever watch the reboot?
Like, the first episode, and that was it. Like, John Stamos. I would love to spend a day with John Stamos. And then, like, the Olsen twins. The actress who plays Kimmy Gibbler, because she was hilarious.
Yeah.
Those would be, like, my...
Kimmy Gibbler, really. Yeah, I think I was really heartbreaking to me that Candace Cameron was like that, because I love DJ Tanner. I really... Like, I loved her. Like, I really saw myself in her as a child, but
yeah,
she came and she ruined it. But I actually really, I watched the entirety of the reboot.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Was it good?
No.
Oh,
okay. It was like one of those shows that I, like, if I wanted to watch something in the background and I didn't have an idea what to watch, I would put that on. Like,
oh, okay.
But it was silly. It was fun. I saw Bob Saget in his final moments, I guess. It was, they're just kind of kooky. I think that I would pick the Golden Girls just because I think that it would be so fun to hang out with simply Betty White.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I feel like she would be a hoot. So, yeah. Are there other shows that you watch, like, growing up that you feel very connected to?
I love Friends, even though I didn't watch that growing up because I would have been too young. I love That 70s Show.
I love That 70s Show.
It's so good. Like, not Eric Foreman and Donna. Those were my, like, two least favorite characters. Mm-hmm. And Hyde. But I loved Jackie. Kelso and Fez. Oh, my gosh. And Kitty. And Bob and Red. Pretty much all of the parents. And then the better half of the group.
Mm-hmm.
I used to love, like, The Suite Life of Zack and Cody, That's So Raven, Zoe 101, Victorious, Drake and Josh. Pretty much like Disney and Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
Show. Mm-hmm.
I'm a big Victorious. I was a big Victorious fan, and I still think it deserves so much more. Like, I'm upset that it didn't get, like, its own ending. I just think the kind of modern day discourse about Victoria Justice is so funny. About how,
have you seen that video where she's like, I think we all sing?
All sing, yes.
But yeah, Disney and Nickelodeon back in, like, the late 2000s, early 2010s, mm-hmm. Was definitely its prime.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've been watching the CW show Dynasty just because it's Liz Gillies.
Mm-hmm.
And I just loved her. And so I was watching that. And I had such a crush on Avanjokia watching Victorious too. So
yes. Back.
Yeah.
I mean, didn't we all?
I watched Victorious back actually a couple of years ago, and I was like, Beck had no substance at all. But
he was literally just there to be pretty.
Yeah,
like, that was it. But mm-hmm. we knew, and we didn't care.
Yeah.
That he contributed nothing to the plot.
Just he contributed to the plot by causing drama between Jade and
Tori. Beck and Tori date for, like, a couple episodes. Wasn't that a thing?
Beck and Tori did date for a couple episodes, and then Tori's like, oh, you dated my friend. Like, I don't want to, whatever. But, mm-hmm. you know, I thought I didn't think that would actually happen because
I wanted Tori and Beck to be endgame just because I wanted a chaotic ending.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wanted their group to implode.
Yeah. I wanted Jade to just do something crazy because of that.
Right.
I love Jade though. I loved her. Also, because I hated Victoria Justice. I thought she was like not good at
singing. Overrated.
Like, yeah.
So overrated. Yeah, absolutely.
And every time Ariana Grande and Liz Gillies would sing together, I would be like, why is Victoria Justice singing in every single episode?
Yeah. And they would like it almost seemed like they gave Ariana Grande the least singing parts out of the whole cast, probably because they didn't want her to outshine Victoria Justice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, look at her now.
Yeah, right.
And then she took a bunch of them on tour with her, except for Victoria Justice.
Really?
She took Liz Gillies and Daniela Monet, who played Trina.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Robbie too, right?
Yeah, I think so. And a bunch of them were in her music video.
That's right. Next, yeah.
Yeah.
But I wonder if she still talks to Avan Jogia and the guy who plays Andre.
I don't know. I wonder. Because they had a 10-year reunion in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And they were all there, including Victoria Justice. So I'm curious about that. Yeah. But the guy who played Andre, I want to see more of him. I always liked him.
Well, he's a songwriter for a bunch of like huge names. Oh. But I think he decided to go more of that route than his own music. But he is, in my opinion, the second most underrated person from that cast.
Another underrated member of that cast, Sinjin Van Cleef.
Sinjin Van Cleef did nothing.
Victorious really invented kind of a modern day, like edgy comedy, weird, like gag stuff that I think is really prevalent now. Not invented,
It was kind of like, it felt like a sketch comedy, even though it was a sitcom.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Nickelodeon shows have always just been strange.
Yeah. iCarly was always strange too. And they also, Dan Schneider definitely had like a foot fetish. So that was its own.
Yeah.
Exactly. Its own thing. But, my only other thing about Victorious though is that they made so many weird comments about Asian people in a way that I don't know how they, like, it was never overtly racist, but it was definitely like, what is it? Like, they didn't have, well, first of all, I guess Avan Jogia is half Indian. That was the most Asian representation they had in their main cast. But they had like those two restaurant owners who were both like Asian women who were like, evil, I guess. And then they always had like weird comments about like one day, like Robbie would just walk into class and be like, this girl, like she's just speaking Chinese in a hallway. Like, that's so weird. And it was just like the strangest one-off comments about Asian people. But I hated Robbie though. I hated Robbie so much.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, Robbie was super awkward. So
yeah.
And he was a nerd.
I like wanted to like Robbie, but I was just like the puppet, the freaking puppet.
I didn't like Rex.
And Rex was like also just Rex.
Rex was unnecessary.
Rex like got me too'd in the later in the future, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in a modern day Victorious, that would be a plot line where Rex got me too'd and we're trying to figure out if Robbie's at fault for that.
Mm.
For the puppets.
Yeah. Truth
or dare? Truth or dare?
Hannah, truth or dare?
Oh, duh. That's how I was like. let's go with dare.
I'm just daring you to go live on Instagram and sing the entirety of one song and then leave.
I can't do that. I can't. I really can't because I don't really post on Instagram.
Okay. You don't have to. Can you just sing us one song?
Yes, yes. I will sing a song for you. I'm really scared of Instagram, so I try to stay off it.
No, it's a scary place.
Yes. So sorry for not going through with the dare, but yes, I will sing you a song. Oh my gosh. Okay.
Give us your best. Pretend you're on Victorious.
Mm-hmm. I'll sing a Victorious song.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
What's your favorite Victorious song?
I love You're the Reason. I love Song to You. I love Countdown. I'll do Make It Shine.
Okay.
Once again, feeling lost, but now and then I breathe it in to let it go. And you don't know where you are now. Wait, I need to look up the lyrics. At least somebody could hear. Figure out how. Okay. You don't have to be afraid to face your dream in action. You're never gonna face, you'll be the main attraction. Not a fantasy, just remember me when it turns out right. Cause you know that if you live in your imagination, tomorrow you'll be everybody's fascination. In my victory, just remember me when I make it shine.
Oh my gosh, the newest addition to Hollywood Arts.
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry for not going live on Instagram. I can't.
No, that's okay. That's so fine.
You're welcome. My pleasure. My
All right.
voice cracked at the end.
But. No, it was beautiful. It was authentic. It was a true Tori Vega
moment. Yes. Moment. Yeah. No auto-tune. Mm-hmm. No talent. Just basically Tori Vega. Truth or dare?
I'll start with the truth.
Okay. Truth. That's a good one. When was the last time you left the house without deodorant?
Interesting. I don't know if I can remember. Like,
okay, that's a good sign.
See, the thing is, I think that like if I leave the house without deodorant, it's usually like I remember by smelling I smell and I'm like, oh fuck, I left without deodorant. Mm-hmm. I don't think that I frequently leave without deodorant because I'm too stinky to leave without deodorant.
Okay. Well, personal hygiene. We stand.
Yeah. I think there's other things though that I like I definitely don't brush my teeth enough. If that's I'm offering something.
You're offering information.
Because I wear deodorant all the time. So I use like heavy duty men's deodorant. Like I'm pretty.
I do too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. But I mean, men's deodorant just, first of all, it's stronger. And second of all, it smells better than women's deodorant. Yeah. So me too.
The combination of sweat and like flower, like girl wearing tampon running through fields of flowers is not like a good scent
combination.
Yeah but like sweat and like Old Spice together, it's like a little bit more a little bit more tolerable.
Yeah.
Okay, well, truth or dare?
Okay, let's try another dare.
Okay.
Yeah.
Text your sister.
Okay.
And tell her about like a rash that you have somewhere on your body and just start catastrophizing it and ask her what she thinks you should do.
Okay. Simone Baloney, I have a rash on my shoulder. I think it might be ringworm or poison ivy. Oh no. Okay.
Gorgeous. If she replies,
I will let you know.
I love the way your nails click clack on the phone. It's so fun.
Thank you. It's very satisfying. It's like an satisfying sound.
That's like the most fun part about having like serious
long
nails.
Is, like, oh, absolutely.
Everywhere. Deliver everything. Just like I'm a personal ASMR machine when I have
yes.
exactly. long nails. Yeah. All right. Want to hit me back?
Yes. Truth or dare?
I'll do a dare this time.
Okay. Tweet that you, that your new favorite snack is a large pickle dipped in sriracha with sprinkles.
Okay. You guys have to try my new.
Come on, influencer. You guys have to try the snack that I've been eating.
I'm trying my new favorite snack. It's a pickle. What did you say?
Dipped in sriracha with chocolate sprinkles, and then you can say the savory and sweet combo with like the chef's kiss emoji.
Chef's kiss. How do we gotta do the kiss and then the hand. I'm not good at finding these guys. Okay, there we go. No, that's not the right kiss emoji.
It's like it's own emoji. It's
guy. I want like the I was trying to get them two together, you know?
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Okay. I said you guys have to try my new favorite snack. It's a pickle dipped in sriracha with chocolate sprinkles. The savory and sweet combo is truly unmatched.
Oh my gosh. People are gonna be like she might be onto something, or they're gonna be like
no, because me actually previously on this podcast it was revealed other bad food combos that I enjoy have been revealed, and people don't trust my takes on food combining.
What's the weirdest combo that you've ever come up with?
Back in the day when everyone was obsessed with ranch on pizza, I discovered ranch on dark chocolate, and I would eat that. And I would
fight it.
Yes. And I would eat that. And okay. I, when I was young, I thought I liked it. I don't know if I was just saying that because I like came up with this thing and I wanted it to work, or if I genuinely really liked it, but
I'm not going to lie. That doesn't sound half bad. I would try it.
Yeah. Another thing that I love is cucumbers and barbecue sauce, but I think that's not as weird.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. I think a lot of people would probably try that, but yeah. I support.
Let's see. Someone retweeted that.
Oh, really?
So.
Okay, well, maybe that person's tried it.
I think a pickle dipped in sriracha on its own does sound good.
Yeah.
The chocolate sprinkles is.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's kind of fun. Throw it in there. All right, want to do one last round?
Sure.
Okay, truth or dare?
Let's go with truth.
Okay. What would you say is the meanest thing you've done in the last year?
Oh, the meanest thing that I've done. I mean, in the game, I kind of betrayed two of my closest allies. So that was mean. That certainly wasn't nice. Okay. Well, in the house, conspiracy theories were a huge thing. Mm-hmm. And I remember being convinced that Frenchie was like a 49-year-old man. So throughout the rest of the season, I was like, no, he's a 49-year-old man. Like, have you seen his wrinkles? Have you seen his gray hair? So maybe saying stuff like that, I know I came up with my fair share of conspiracy theories about her that weren't the kindest. Mm-hmm. But I don't think I've been like mean to anyone.
Yeah. Okay. That's fair.
Yeah.
No, I kind of remember seeing the conspiracy theories about the people in the house that were like being perpetuated while you guys were in the house. And I thought they were really funny. Also, because Frenchie, was he younger than Tiffany?
Yeah. Frenchie's around the same age as Kai.
Okay. I would have believed that Tiffany was like 30 and that he was 50 if you had told me that. So sorry, Frenchie, if you're listening to that.
I mean, everyone in the house thought that Tiff was like 32.
Yeah.
Me and Claire were the only ones that knew her real age because she slipped up and kind of told us when she was.
Yeah. Well, her skincare routine, it's working.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever she's doing.
Remarkable.
Yeah. She looks amazing. Yeah.
Last one. Truth or dare?
I'll do another dare.
Another dare. Okay. I dare you to open your window. Can you open your window?
Let's see. Let's try. What do you want me to do?
Open your window and scream that you just saw Peter Parker.
Okay.
Or Peter Parker's in your room, something like that.
I got to open a little bit, a crack. I'll scream out the crack.
Okay.
I just saw Peter Parker on the side of that building.
Was anyone out there?
I don't think so, but there's definitely people. Like, I saw someone pissing off of the roof of that building next to me once. So, like, there's definitely, like, yeah, I don't know.
Like, you definitely have some sort of audience. Yeah.
I saw someone pissing out of there, and then there's like a whole apartment complex that faces mine. So, if their windows are open, maybe they heard me. I hear all sorts of things. So,
someone probably heard you. Your work didn't go unnoticed.
Yeah.
Would you ever do the show?
I would love to. I think that I would go mad. Like, I think that I would not, I think I would not do well, but I think it'd be fun.
I think it's easier than, actually, that's a lie. A lot of people say that it's harder than they anticipated it.
Yeah.
Being, but for me, I felt like I was truly just expecting the worst. So it ended up being easier than what I expected.
Yeah. But I mean, you did well. Did a great job.
Thank you. Thank you. I think you should apply.
Okay. Well,
if you've ever wanted to do it, you should apply. Take this.
It's a crazy show. It really is.
It's so bizarre.
Yeah.
Like, when I'm explaining it to people, when I'm like, oh yeah, this is what I was doing last summer, I have to, like, at the words that are coming out of my own mouth.
You know? But that's such a cool experience that you got to have. And I feel like you had a really good cast. Like,
the most likable cast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In years. With the exception of, like,
a couple people.
Yeah.
Most likable cast.
Yeah.
And even, like, the people that were unlikable weren't actually that unlikable in comparison to a lot of previous
casts. I was rooting for most people, even if I didn't, like, want them to win. Like, in this, when he was having his Sarah Beth moment, I was like, no, but sure, you know?
Yeah. an incredibly likable, accepting, supportive cast. So that's probably why my experience, that's probably why I went in expecting the worst after watching, like, 21 and 22.
Yeah.
But 23 just completely exceeded my expectations.
22, I didn't finish.
You don't need to.
21 was just
awful.
Horrifying.
Not awful. Yeah.
Yeah.
20 was like the last
20 was good.
Good season for the gameplay. But in terms of, like, the people in the house, I don't know, I didn't find them to be very likable.
I don't know if I'd want to be friends with them, but they were fun characters on TV.
Yeah. They played the game well, at least the people in level 6, and then Faute was just such a disaster.
But Faute was fun. Like, they were all fun.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining me. I had such a blast. Is there anything that you want the audience to know before we go? Any wisdom, anything they should look out for?
I guess I would say, like I just said to you 5 seconds ago, if you have ever wanted to do something like Big Brother, then just apply. There's no harm in applying. You never know what's going to happen. And that was the best experience of my life. So it can easily be the best experience of yours too.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem.
To everyone listening, see you next week.